You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
And it is Animal Week all this week here on Triple J. We're looking at animals from a lot of different perspectives. Animals that help you, and also animals that lead you. Because you're about to meet right now a guy who is the deputy mayor of a town called Cormorant in Minnesota in the States, a town of a bit over 1,000 people. And its mayor is a Great Pyrenees dog by the name of Duke, who is currently in his third year-long term. The deputy mayor is Steve Sorensen. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Very, very well. So happy to be talking to you. How did this happen? How did a dog become mayor of Cormorant?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but the town wanted someone to represent them who wasn't so political and different things. So we don't have a real true acting mayor, but we decided to have a write-in to see who would get it, and we didn't have any idea Duke would get it, but we put everybody's name in the pot, and the way it turned out, the first year he won by a landslide, so and it's just continuing to do that every year. Put his name in there, and he just gets write-in votes and write-in votes and write-in votes, and he wins by a landslide. The first year, I think the only votes he didn't get were two votes for the local guy.
Right. And so what actually, like, are the dog's responsibilities? What does Duke do every day?
Well, he kind of oversees the little village. It's not a very big town. It's probably only a quarter mile long. And he just kind of hangs out at the local pub and makes sure everything's running okay and keeps the riffraff out and, you know, just kind of oversees the whole works.
And Steve, you're the deputy mayor. So do you have much interaction with Duke day to day?
Well, I don't see him day to day. I see him, you know, probably once a week in the summertime at least. And he comes to most of our meetings and just kind of lays around and makes sure everything is done correctly.
So do you think the town is being run better or worse than before Duke became mayor?
Well, I think it's run a lot better. We really don't have any problems, and everybody likes him. Everybody likes to go up to him and pet him, and like I said, he hangs out at the local pub, and they feed him a little bit of beer, and they feed him some prime rib, and he's pretty happy.
Sounds like he's a king more than a mayor. Is there anything you think Duke can improve on as a mayor?
Well, he kind of lays out in the street once in a while, you know, and we're trying to teach him not to do that because he's so popular, people like to see him, and sometimes we're worried he might get run over.
Do you think this is like a model that other towns or other politicians could sort of learn from?
There's only one Duke because he's huge. He's 130, 40 pounds, you know, so he's pretty intimidating, and but yet he's so mellow, and the kids lay on him and ride him and everything else, so I think he's probably one of a kind.
Does he have any, like, ceremonial mayor outfits or anything?
Oh, he had a hat and a collar. He had a little hat that said Mayor Duke, and he's got a little collar. Bells on it. And, of course, they take him to the beauty parlor to get him all decked out when he's ready to get sworn in.
So what do they do to him at the beauty parlor?
Well, they wash him up good, you know, because he's kind of an outdoor dog. He's an outdoor dog for sure. And he lives part-time in town and part-time at a farm. So he gets pretty grubby, and he's pure white. You know, he's just white, so they got to clean him up pretty good, and they get him nice looking.
Well, when's the next election, Steve?
Next election will be the third Tuesday in August.
All right. What do you reckon Duke's chances are? Pretty strong?
I think he's got a shoe-in. I think he's going to be 11 years old, so he's slowing down quite a bit, and that's quite old for a Great Pyrenees. But hopefully he'll be around and want to do it again.
You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.